Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and tons to talk about in the sports world, whether we're talking about preseason NFL football, which almost everybody's played a game, and some good, some bad, some really ugly, but wow, it's here, man, and we're right around the corner, so I know I'm excited, I don't know, my partner's excited, that means college football's that much closer, too. Major League Baseball is hopping and rocking and rolling, and the Dorf Man is super ecstatic because my team is freaking red hot right now, and the Milwaukee Brewers are playing absolutely fantastic baseball. So yes, the Dorf Man is elated today and excited to talk to my friend Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, your Brewers are like white hot right now, and it's pretty crazy, but you know what? Still got a root on my Cubbies, get a wild card, something, make the race a little tighter, you know, things like that. But watched some NFL preseason last night and the night before. So, yeah, like you said, there's good, bad, and there's ugly. But football is here in college and in the NFL, so let's get to it.
Absolutely. On the other side, though, we will hook up with our professor of sports, John Polt, and we'll talk some Major League Baseball, baby. He's happy, I'm happy, Mike's a little happy, but not as happy as we are right now. That's okay, though. We're not mad about anything right now. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf. You could be part of the program, too, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfont Sports. For our guest that's coming on here in a moment, John Poulter. It's 12 John Poulter, which, by the way, good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. You and I have something in common right now, John, and it's a good feeling at this point because the Toronto Blue Jays are leading the East ahead of the Boston Red Sox. Yeah, that's what I said, the Boston Red Sox. Then they got the Yankees. And then the Rays, who are too far back of them, so it doesn't really matter. And then you take a look at the National League Central, where you have the best team in all of Major League Baseball. And yes, that's my Milwaukee Brewers, who have won 8 straight. And John, I just got to say, it's impressive, you know, that they're pulling away from the pack like they are, but some of the wins have been unbelievable. Some of the plays have been unbelievable. Like yesterday, it was absolutely incredible stuff what was happening on that diamond. And the pull it off 7-4 over the Mets, winning 2 straight on them, looking for the sweep today. I know that I've been excited before, but there's something a little different about this Milwaukee Brewer baseball team this year, John. They've got guts. They've got grit. They've got heart. They've got fight. They've got desire. They don't quit. There's just something extremely special about the crew this year.
I agree. You know, every week before we do this show, I have a little stat page where I track teams' records from the end of April to today, from the end of May to today, and so on and so forth. And when I did the one this morning for up to and including the games of August the 9th, You've already pointed out the best record in the league right now is the Brewers at 72 and 44. If you look at the record from April 30th till today, it's the Brewers at 659. If you look at the records from May 31st until today, it's the Brewers at 719. If you look at the records from June 30th till today, it's the Brewers at 781. And if you look at the records from July 31st from today to today, it's 8-0. So not only have they swept the board in terms of all of those months, each month that percentage gets a little bit better, 659 to 719 to 781 to 1,000. Well, we know the 1,000 isn't going to continue. But, you know, it makes a point that you're trying to bring up here that this team is doing it and they're doing it well. And quite frankly, it looks like they're getting better. And what time of year to get better than mid-August?
I don't disagree. Jump in, Mike.
Okay, hey, enough of this Brewer talk. Like, I don't, you know, whatever with the Brewers, and they're the hottest team left, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread, the whole thing. but let's talk about that American League East. You got the Red Sox right on your tail there at 3 games behind. What do your Blue Jays have to do to kind of maintain this and win that division? What do the Red Sox got to do, you know, short, you know, obviously besides, you know, keep winning games and all that, but what do you see with the Red Sox to maybe overtake the Blue Jays and win the division?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, the Blue Jays obviously in the driver's seat because they have the 3-game lead, and, you know, I've said many times that the secret to maintaining that league is to win every series or at least play 500 in the series if it's a 4-game series. The Blue Jays are not going to do that because they've already lost the first 2 games in Los Angeles, and quite frankly, they've been justifiably beaten in both of those 2 games. I watched it last night until it was 5-0, and then I turned it off because it was clear that Blake Snell was just dominating the team. Blue Jays have to be more consistent. They have to play as well on the road as they have played at home. They still have the best home record in percentages in Major League Baseball, but their away record leaves quite a lot to be desired. So from that standpoint, they've got to improve their play on the road, and they have to do a little bit better against these competing teams. And unfortunately, a couple of times we've seen them, and talking here specifically, the White Sox and the Royals and the Athletics would be the 3 teams that I'm thinking of here. They've gone into 3-game series against each of those 3 teams and should have swept the series. I mean, you look at the numbers on paper, you would expect the Blue Jays to sweep those series or at least win 2 out of 3. They lost 2 out of 3 in each of those series. So that's what the Blue Jays have to do to correct. The Red Sox just have to keep playing good baseball. And, you know, I talked about the Brewers being 8-0 this month. We talk about a couple of teams. Boston is 6-2. There's a couple of other teams that are 6-2. I think Philadelphia is one of them, and there's a third one, and it escapes me which one it is right at the moment. But the Red Sox have to keep playing good baseball. And, you know, I don't mean to point fingers at players, but have you noticed how good the Red Sox record has been since Rafael Devers was traded to San Francisco? And have you seen that in that same period of time, the Giants' record has slipped a little bit? I don't know whether that tells us anything or not, and I don't want to point fingers at an individual, but it seems that trading of Devers kind of woke that team up a little bit, because it wasn't like they had a bunch of injuries and guys came back. It wasn't like they brought a bunch of guys up from the farm system that all started batting 1,000 and throwing shutout innings. It wasn't like they had guys that came back from the injured list that had been missing all season. Somehow or other, that team just gelled, and it concerns me a little bit as a Blue Jay fan. And frankly, right now, the Boston Red Sox concern me more than the Yankees, because the Yankees are 2-6 this month, and in my opinion, they're heading in the right direction if you're not a Yankee fan.
Yeah, the Yankees are definitely on the down. It's been very interesting to watch them throughout the season. Something also I find pretty interesting, and I'm gonna go after my partner Mike Wilson here for a quick second. Did you notice how quick,
easy,
John? Hold on, seriously, John. Did you notice how quickly he jumped off of the Chicago Cubs and jumped onto the Boston Red Sox? Like,
I
somebody has to point that out. Did you notice it?
I did. I noticed it, and I was wondering whether you were going to bring it up first or I was.
Okay, good, because we're on the same page.
Okay.
This
all right, guy, everybody's got jokes. Everybody's got jokes today. All right.
But here's the point, man. Like, you know, you've got six teams to root for, so, you know, sooner or later you're going to hit something, okay? Sooner or later it's going to stick. But getting back to reality here, okay? So, you know, we keep waiting for the Dodgers, right? We keep waiting. Are the Dodgers, are they truly like a... them and the Phillies are the favorites right now, John, in the National League. And I mean, obviously things are changing very rapidly and the Brewers are moving their way up. But they're still a little bit under the radar and people are still very high on this Dodger team. Are the Dodgers going to put it together in the same way that the Milwaukee Brewers have, which is obviously they're playing incredible baseball right now, and I don't think anybody thought, you know, this is where the Milwaukee Brewers would be right now, but they are, and this is the reality. So the reality is the Dodgers haven't really clicked on all cylinders this year. Will they find it?
Great question, and I think we'll know the answer in a couple of weeks because they're starting to get healthy again. And I think when the Dodgers get healthy and we see the quality of the roster on the field to match the quality of the roster on paper, I think we'll get a much better idea of where they're heading. Quite frankly, the two games against the Blue Jays, they've been dominant, and you know we've talked about how good the Blue Jays are, the best record in the American League, 3-game lead on Boston. I have a feeling that the Dodgers are going to start to put it together. Whether they can put it together enough to catch the Brewers, I think they're 4 games back now. I think the Dodgers have won 68, if I remember correctly, and Milwaukee's won 72. I didn't look to see if there's any Dodger-Brewer series over the course of the season. Andy, you may know that, being a Brewer fan. But the Dodgers, to me, have a bit of an advantage in the fact that Western Division seems to be... how do I say this? Not as less competitive than the National League Central, but there's clearly the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres, and then there's everybody else. And, you know, I'm even going to allow Colorado to be part of the everybody else because they're just so far out of it, it's not even worth talking about. But San Francisco and Arizona are having off seasons. The Giants started out really, really well, but they're only a game above 500 now. So I think the Padres have a chance to match the Dodgers because of all the changes that the Padres made at the trade deadline. I mean, they're clearly all in for this year. This is kind of an all-or-nothing year in terms of where they're heading. But I don't think we can really make a comparison until we see a healthy Dodger team on the field. It looks like they're starting to get that back. I think it would be a better time to have that conversation in a couple of weeks, and I think by then we should know.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. But so just so you know, the Brewers swept the Dodgers this year. They beat them. They beat them in L.A. and they beat them in Milwaukee. They swept them. They took 6 straight from the Dodgers this year. So that again, there's certain things that I'm seeing that make me feel a lot better about the Brew Crew. And I'm going to make a point when we come back on the other side as to why I feel this way. And it hasn't been this way in a long time. So when I say it's getting cruisy, and this is about as cruisy as it's ever been for the Milwaukee Brewers. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're talking Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're talking Major League Baseball at this moment in time. And I left you guys at the break kind of up in the air, and I did it on purpose because I wanted to have something to come back to you with. Here's the deal. In most years, the Brewers are chasing, and they wind up getting in to the tournament by being a wild card. This year, unless they completely fall apart, not only are they going into the postseason as one of the top favorites, but they're going to be the division winner, they're going to have their first round bye, and they're going to be able to set up their pitching rotation, which has been absolutely lights out, and have them go on their normal five-day rest type thing right at the end of the season. I really think that that is huge for how you go about playing postseason baseball, John, and that's the biggest difference that I'm seeing for this Milwaukee Brewer Baseball Club this year versus the recent years in the past. Is that a fair assessment as to why I feel a lot more comfortable this time around?
Yes, I think it is. You look at the Brewers, 72-44, the best of the three division winners right now. Philly at 67-49, the Dodgers at 68-49. So they've got a nice little cushion there. It gives you that first round bye, which allows you to set up the rotation as you have suggested. But it also ensures home field advantage through all of the postseason. And the Brewers have played 58 games in Milwaukee. They're 38-20 for a .655 percentage. That's the second best home percentage in Major League Baseball I will mention that the best home percentage in baseball this year is the Toronto Blue Jays at .667. So,
yes,
the Brewers at .655 got to be better off at home. You've got the last at bat, so that's always an advantage. But to your point, to me, setting up the rotation is the biggest piece. It also gives you an opportunity to rest the bullpen. And I'm one of those guys that believes that starting pitching is big all year. But I think once we get to the postseason, to me, the bullpens start to play an even bigger role, and the teams with the deepest rested bullpens generally are the ones that win, because they are the ones that can shorten games, and anytime you can do that, it's got to be to your advantage. So I think there's another factor here, Andy, that's going to help the Brewers, in that not only can they set up their rotation if they have that bye in the first round, they can also rest their bullpen and set their bullpen up a little better. And games become a lot shorter in the postseason, and I think that could be a key as well.
Good points.
Yeah, no, that very good points. John, that American League West race is really interesting. You got Houston and Seattle separated by a half game. Just give me your thoughts in terms of who you think eventually wins that division, because it can go either way, obviously, with only a half game of a lead.
If you'd have asked me 10 days ago, I would have probably said Houston. If you're asking me today, I'd probably say Seattle, simply because of the fact that Seattle's got that cut down now to, I believe, a half a game. And, you know, has that got something to do with the trade deadline? Both teams made big moves at the trade deadline, but it seems to me that the deals that Seattle made are working out just a little bit better. And I think they have a really good chance to catch the Astros. The Astros, to me, playing a little bit above what I expected for most of the season. Seattle playing a little bit below what I expected for most of the season. I think those trends are starting to reverse a little bit now, Mike. So I got a feeling that Seattle, with the way that they've got guys producing in the middle of the order with homers and RBIs, I'm thinking specifically Cal Raleigh and the guy they just got from Suarez, the guy they just got from Arizona.
Arizona.
The guys that are putting up big numbers, I think that has to help. So I think their improvements are a little bit better than Houston's. Yes, they picked Houston picked up Carlos Correa, but I don't think Carlos Correa is the player he was 5 years ago when he was a star in Houston. I think he's still very good, but I don't think he's as good.
Looking at the wild card real quickly, just about 4 minutes or so left here in the segment. Right now, Boston and Seattle are on top, like you were just talking about, as far as for the wild card. New York, right there. They're right there. But then you got the Guardians, you got the Rangers, you got the Royals, you got the Rays. Realistically, how many teams are really fighting for it in the American League? And then we'll get to the National League in a minute. But how many teams do you really think are fighting for those spots in the American League, John?
I would say 4, perhaps 5. The 3 that are already there, that's Boston, Seattle, and the Yankees. Cleveland, 9-1 in their last 10, and all of a sudden, because of their good play and Detroit's Norton sort of average play, that lead is now down to 5 games. And, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago, and it was like 9.5, 10.5, something like that. So I think you have to think the Guardians are in it. Texas, 2.5 out. I wouldn't have thought Texas would have been in there, but, you know, Texas still has the lowest number of runs given up in Major League Baseball all season. And, you know, obviously they haven't been scoring enough runs because they're only a few games over 500. But any team that's good defensively is going to have a chance to get in there. I think Kansas City at 4 games is a bit of a stretch, so I'm going to say it's 5 teams. I think the most precarious one right now is the Yankees. The Yankees, 62-55, they're 4-6 in their last 10. And, you know, talking about baseball in New York, not a great time to be a fan of baseball in New York at all, because with the loss last night to your Brewers, the Mets now find themselves 63-54, 1-9 in their last 10, and 6 in a row on the loss side of the equation. So you have to wonder, are there going to be some rumors about managerial changes in one or both of the New York teams if this continues over the next week or so?
Yeah, speaking of that, let's take a quick look at the National League wild card. And the Cubs, obviously, they're good. The San Diego Padres are good. And then there's the team you talked about, the Mets, who are, you know, failing right now, losing six straight. You got the Cincinnati Reds behind them, the Giants behind them, and the Cardinals, and then the Marlins, surprisingly and shockingly, are six games back. So how many teams do you realistically think are in this race, John?
I think it's probably four, and I'm going to cut it off at Cincinnati, and I think even Cincinnati is a little bit iffy because Cincinnati seems to be so streaky. You know, they were three games below 500. They went on a little streak. They were three games over 500. They've been back and forth. They're currently four games over 500. I just don't see them as a postseason team. I just see the Cubs, the Padres, and the Mets being just a little bit too strong and a little bit too deep for any of those other teams to catch them. And I think that the Giants at four games behind, the Cardinals at four and a half, and very inconsistent. You talk about the Marlins. They're six games out. That's a big number to overcome at this time of the year. Plus, they have to overcome three teams ahead of them. But this team is now three games below 500 again. But one day this week, they were at 500, and they're very good on the road, which is very surprising for a team that's not a top team. So I think there's something going on in Miami, but I just think they're a year or so away. So in answer to your question, I think it's the three teams already in those spots, plus the Reds. And I'm saying the Reds as a bubble team as opposed to a surefire contender for wild card.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, honestly, how the Marlins compete year in and year out. They're like always kind of like on the outside looking in, but they're somewhat close, which is amazing in itself when you think about how they do business. Hear the music, John. Appreciate you as always. Take care. I'm thinking about you guys, and I know you're going to be gone next week, so my thoughts and prayers are with you, as you know.
Okay, thank you very much. This was kind of unexpected. You know, we did not expect this young man to pass away, but his mother and my wife are extremely close, so it's a trip we obviously have to make, and unfortunately that means I'll miss next week's show, but I'll look forward to joining you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds like a plan, John. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. And that's why we have him, because he's fantastic at it. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf. And by the way, you people could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, so you're wondering where the Dorf Man wants to go. And as you know, I'm very mischievous. I'm very hard to read at times. So I'm just going to hit you with it, brother. We're going to talk some NFL football from week one preseason, my friend. Couple of games on the docket today, which would be the Dolphins and the Bears. Another one of your teams, by the way, the Bears I'm talking about. The Saints and the Chargers going at it, but it all got started on Thursday. It all got started on Thursday, though, with the Colts and the Ravens. The Ravens took that one 24-16. You had the Bengals and the Eagles, and Joey Burrow and the guys were going to get out there and play because they usually don't get out there. But I'm noticing a different trend this year in the preseason, at least so far. Not like huge or anything, but the main guys are playing at least one series, a couple snaps, this and that. And even if it's just a dress rehearsal, it kind of gets them going right from day one as far as preseason goes versus getting ready like one or two games before. So I think they're on to something with that potentially. You had the Raiders playing the Seahawks. That ended up in a tie. Friday, you had the Lie-Downs playing the Falcons. They got it done. The Browns. This is something we're going to want to talk about. The Browns and the Panthers, they win 30. I'm talking about the Browns, 30-10. And Shadur got his first look at an NFL football field. And quite frankly, I think the kid showed up pretty well. So we're going to have to talk a little bit about that. The Patriots and the Commanders, and you and I a couple weeks ago, you know, I told you, look out for the Patriots, and boom, they put up 48. Yep. I know it's the preseason, but 48, and the Commanders aren't playing many guys, and I get it, but that's got to give you some confidence, and you got to feel pretty good about that if you're the Patriots. The Giants beating the Bills. Again, I don't know. You don't want to read too much into this stuff, but you know that's good for. I guess that's good for Russell Wilson, you know, to get out there and start his Giants career with a W, I guess, if you look at it like that. But obviously they played a lot of quarterbacks, so it didn't really matter. Vikings beat the Texans. Cowboys go down to the Rams. The Steelers beat the Jaguars. The Buccaneers beat the Titans. The Jets destroy the Packers. And then the Chiefs go down to the Cardinals. Watched a little bit of that game. The Broncos beating up on the 49ers. So we've got our first taste of some real NFL football. I know it's preseason style, but I don't know what you saw. I saw good, bad, ugly. I saw things I don't want to see. I saw things I do want to see. And the Packers better figure out that offense because they looked absolutely pathetic. Couldn't move the ball. It was like really – I kept wanting to see what the offense looked like, and you know, if I walked out of the room for 30 seconds, that they were three and out, man. So, yeah, it was an interesting watch, to say the least. The Jets aren't supposed to be any good, but they sure took it to them. So, what do you think about Shadur? What were your thoughts, man?
Oh, look, Shadur looked good. He didn't make any unnecessary trying to fit it into a tight window. I mean, there are a couple times where I thought he should have just thrown it away, and he kind of scrambled, but he scrambled for a loss, and I'm just sitting there just throw it away. Like, you're outside the pocket, just throw it away. But overall, look, he made good decisions. He got some touchdown passes in there, and he certainly didn't look like he was intimidated by the moment, you know. And granted, this is only preseason. It's not, you know, this is not Cleveland going into Baltimore, you know, on a November Sunday with playoff implications possibly riding. But he looked good, and you got to give the kid credit. I mean, the kid's taken a lot of heat, not only for being drafted as low as he was based on where everybody thought he was going to go, but just handling himself in a very professional way, and it was good to see. I will say that I'm not the Shadur hater. I'm never going to sit there and, you know, root for a guy's failure or anything like that. But look, you gotta call balls and strikes here. He looked good.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would say that overall, that was extremely positive for him to go out there and play the way that he did. You gotta like the numbers that he put up, and you know, the decision making. I think it should get better as time goes on, obviously. And I think the thing that
right.
that he's got to realize when you really think about it is this, okay? When you're in college and you're scrambling and you're trying to make something happen, it's a little easier to do that because you probably have some better speed potentially than the guys that are coming after you. At the NFL level, we all know that we're playing on an even field, man. And maybe not even that. Maybe it's not an even field because everybody out there has the same potential to go out there and do the same things. I'm talking about speed.
Right.
I'm talking about the ability to read plays. I'm just talking about the instincts of the game. They're just better at the professional level. So we all understand that. And I think that, you know, coming out of college, we all know this. There's some growing pains, man. You know, you've heard me talk about this
right.
numerous times about other people. There's going to be growing pains. But I think you have to take the good and be extremely happy and positive about what you saw. And the other thing is, you know, that they go on the road and they put up 30 points. And again, I understand it's preseason. I get it. But it's got to start somewhere, right? It has to. So,
right.
So to a certain degree, I don't think preseason is all that important, you know, in the grand scheme of things. But I do think it's important in the sense of rhythm, timing, familiarity with guys, and just understanding of how plays are supposed to work. So it's more than a dress rehearsal. And I think that as the time goes on, you know, over these next couple, three games that we've got left, right, for teams, the starters are going to play more and more. But I do think the trend of them starting in this first game, there's a reason for it, Mike. And I think the reason for it is this. They're sick and tired of playing the first month of the regular season and not really knowing what they're going to get. And the mistakes that they should have made in the preseason, they're making in the first month of the regular season. So I think that there was a memo sent out to all the teams, like, look, let's clean this up and let's let's be professional, right? And let's go out there and let's look the part and let's go play the part. And then when we open up the regular season, guys will be ready to go out there and perform at the level that they should be ready to go when the regular season starts. At least that's where my head is at. What do you think?
No, I'm right there with you on that thought. And you want these rookie quarterbacks like a Shedeur Sanders, like a Cam Ward, and even a Jackson Dart, who's probably going to start on the bench, but you want to see what he has in case Russ goes the experiment with Russ goes south on you a little bit. And you know, there's no better teacher than experience, right? You know, you don't learn how to do your job if you're not doing the job. And I think more and more teams, like you said, are just wanting to see, they want to know what they got, and they want to see these rookie quarterbacks or these rookie players succeed, but also develop at the same time. And you know, you and I are certainly not saying that these rookie quarterbacks are just gonna just step right on in and put the world on their shoulders and just tear it up. But you gotta see what you got, because you don't want to be caught in mid-season throwing one of these rookies in there and just crossing your fingers and just going, oh please dear God, let's not throw a pick, and be real conservative with it. I think, you know, and I even watched some of the Tennessee game yesterday, Andy, with Cam Ward starting. And granted, he only played a possession. I think he was in there, you know, one possession. But Cam Ward looked the part yesterday. And you even got to give some flowers up to Jackson Dart, who came in after Russell Wilson and had a good rest of his game and was efficient and threw a touchdown pass. And you know, you can see the potential in these guys, but you don't see the potential if you don't play them, correct?
Yeah, no, excellent point. You know, and you know, to your point about playing guys, you know, your Pittsburgh Steelers put up 31, and obviously, we all know without saying, Aaron Rodgers is nowhere to be seen as far as the preseason goes. So some things don't change, some things stay the same. However, it gave you a really good look to take a second to look at Skylar Thompson, and Skylar Thompson balled out, my friend. 20 of 28, 233 yards, 3 tutties, no interceptions, a 132 rating. You know, and then Mason Rudolph, the guy that everybody wants to just toss over the side of the field and just say, look, this guy's garbage. He was 9 of 10, 84 yards, a tutty, and no interceptions. And again, a rating of 135, which is actually better than freaking Skylar Thompson, which is crazy. But in general, I almost feel like, you know what, you might be in better hands than you think at quarterback spot, just in case good old Aaron Rodgers tends to not play so well or goes down, maybe things aren't so bad in that quarterback room. What say you?
Yeah, no, I was impressed with what those two quarterbacks for the Steelers did on Saturday night. So, you know, you talk to my son and he's like, good hell, we got to rely on Mason Rudolph or Skylar Thompson. We could be in for a world of hurt. And I go, look at their stats. Maybe not.
Yeah, you just don't know, man. It's opportunities present themselves, and certain guys rise to the occasion. I hear that music. We got to take another pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we will wrap up hour number one here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep us close.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train.
Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf. And by the way, people, a couple ways to get a hold of us. You can call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports, Facebook Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother, speaking of real, set it up hour number two with you here. We'll obviously talk a little bit more NFL football. We can talk that all day long, as we know. I probably want to talk a little college football with you because I know that's right around the corner. That's your wheelhouse. And maybe talk some NBA potentially, just couple things on my brain real quickly. I saw your guy Mazzulla got an extension, a multi-year deal, so looks like they want him to stick around there in Boston for a while. Happy, good, sad, what, mad, glad? I don't know. Where are you on that one? Mike, you with me on that?
I will never... No, I'm right here. I'll never be upset with Mazzulla being the head coach. You know, he's a championship coach. He came in under tough situation, replacing Ime Udoka and that whole drama mess. And the players love him. The players that have been underneath him speak glowingly of him. Just they like his attitude. They like how he approaches the game. He's a player's coach, which obviously you have to be in the NBA to a certain extent. But no, I'm happy for Joe, and I'm happy that he's still with Boston.
And then that joker on the Four Letter Network keeps trying to put LeBron James in different places. Now he's got him going to Cleveland. I mean, come on, man. Get with it.
I know.
It's crazy. All right, we'll take a break. Hour one's in the book. Hour two is on the horizon. Keep it close. He'd be Mike Wilson. I'd be Andy Dorf, and you'd be hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Shorts, I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Innovative Wellness of Iowa, helping you lose weight a safe way, in a healthy way. InnovativeWellness.center. Well, NFL preseason football, and Shedeur Sanders, the rookie quarterback for the Cleveland Browns out of Colorado, the son of Deion Sanders, gets the early jump in the quarterbacking sweepstakes in Cleveland. 14 of 23, 138 yards and two passing touchdowns. Tyler Huntley, the quarterback out of Utah, went in a mop-up role as the Browns beat the Carolina Panthers 30-10. Switching to baseball, the Red Sox continue their hot ways. Their sojourn out west began in San Diego with a Friday night 10-2 victory over the Padres. Meantime, the New York baseball woes continue in a big-time way. The Mets fall again 3-2 to Milwaukee, falling further behind the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League Eastern Division. The Yankees fall to Houston, and the Yankees now a full 7 games back and falling 3.5 behind the Red Sox for second place in the American League East. Meantime, the Dodgers carved up and clipped the wings of the Blue Jays 5-1. You can stay up to date with all the scores, interviews, and highlights. Listen to Sports Overnight America right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. And for further information, go to sportsovernightamerica.com. I'm Marty Terrell. Sports Shorts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. It's part 2 of our 3-part series of live sports on TV. After we talked about the past and how 30 years ago sports packages changed the way we watched the 4 major sports, it's time to talk about the present. Nothing goes down in price. You know that, and I know that. Well, almost nothing. The sports packages we discussed last time out have actually decreased significantly, with the exception of NFL Sunday Ticket, which has held its value. Streaming counterparts have cheaper prices or better in-season sales to keep the over-the-air TV competition in check. ESPN Plus's streaming NHL package and MLB.TV come to mind. But what has also diminished the value of those sports packages are the streaming services offering a small package of games, like Paramount Plus that partners with CBS, NBC-owned Peacock that will air small packages of Peacock-only NBA games, and Apple TV, which has the Friday night Major League Baseball Game of the Week on their platform. As I produce this segment, fans across the United States, especially those in Houston and Boston, are screaming they missed one of the more entertaining games of the year Friday night. That game aired on Apple exclusively, and people will not pay $10 a month to see their team maybe appear once on Apple TV. Fans are finally pushing back, and even though the NFL succeeds on Netflix and Peacock, will other sports have any luck on entertainment-based apps? The guess here is no. If a major college football game is airing on ESPN+, another one on Paramount+, and one on Peacock, and if all three are top matchups, good luck switching between the three games while streaming. My cable remote will get me between the games far faster. The final chapter of this series will predict where we're headed and if buying a la carte is all it's cracked up to be. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get a little bit of me, Andy Dorf, and by the way, you people can be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, bro, we got our first real preseason action in the NFL. Week one of the action, and most everybody's played. A couple games left on the docket for Sunday's action, but we've gotten our feet wet, gotten a little taste of the action. Like I said before, a little good, a little bad, a little ugly, a little bit of something we don't want to talk about. So it's the way it is in the beginning of the year. College football literally right around the corner now. I think, what are we, 2 weeks out from that, Mike? 2 weeks out? 3 weeks, maybe?
About 2 weeks, yeah. About two and a half weeks. The first games are August 30th. ASU plays Northern Arizona on August 30th as well.
Oh boy, that's a must-see. I hope they're playing indoors for that one, crying out loud. They should have that one up at the Sky Dome for crying out loud, man. What the heck?
No kidding, right?
Talk about timing, right? Like, come on, man. Who put that one on the schedule for that time when you have these two schools? But hey, I ain't mad at them. Look, we gotta take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey,
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Alright, brother. So I do want to talk some college football. I know it's your wheelhouse, and I know it's coming up here relatively soon. So who are the teams we should be looking out for this year?
Who are the teams? You kind of broke up on me there a little bit.
Who are the teams we should be looking out for this year is what I said. Sorry.
Right. No. You're good. Look, it's a lot of the usual suspects at the top. And when you take a look at the coaches poll or the media poll, you know, Texas is ranked number one. You got Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, Notre Dame in the top five. The surprise team still to me, when you take a look at who's in, who could do some damage, that people, I don't know if they're reluctant to talk about them or they just think maybe last year was a one-off, is Arizona State. Are your Sun Devils, man? I'm telling you, from what I'm seeing in practice and just how much talent that they got, they can get back to the playoff. They can win the Big 12. even though the Big 12 is fairly deep in terms of teams that can win that conference, but Arizona State with Sam Levitt, man, and Jordan Tyson, and their receiving, that receiving group that they have in that room, man, those guys in practice, man, and we'll see if it translates to the game, but they're deep, they're good, and they catch everything. There have been so many balls, Andy, where I'm sitting there just going, okay, that's overthrown, or that's leading them a little too far. You know, that those receivers are catching it. The running backs, I think the Army kid, Kanye Udo, is going to be a nice addition. I think the other two guys are going to be great. I actually think I don't think the Army kid is going to be the starter. I tend to think there's going to one of the other two will. But Kanye Udo will certainly make his presence known. What Kenny Dillingham is doing in Tempe right now, people got to stand up and take notice that this guy, Dillingham's going to be a Sun Devil for life. Like, he's that guy. He's going to be your coach for I don't know how long, but it's going to be a long time. His energy, just the way he's real frank with the kids. He's open. He's honest with the kids. And the culture that he's building down there in Tempe is something to take notice to, because the kids are buying in, and he has a Heisman-level quarterback, you know, to lead his team, who's just, he's a film rat. He's a gym rat. Like, he's always looking at film. Coaches have talked about having to tell him to kind of kick him out of the room. Hey, go enjoy your college life a little bit. Go have some fun. And he is in that film room studying up like a crazy person. But I truly do think Arizona State can get back to that playoff and maybe make some noise. I don't necessarily have them in the national championship game, but I don't see a reason why they couldn't surprise people and possibly get there. I think Penn State's going to be good. They got a stud quarterback, 6'5", has a cannon. He's been there for a while. He's a Penn State guy. Like, he born and bred in Pennsylvania. He was a starter for him last year. He's an NFL prospect. There's a lot of NFL prospects, some very good NFL prospects at the quarterback position in college football this year. But, you know, the typical suspects will be there all year. I think everybody expects Texas and Arch Manning to be very good. But I tend to pump the brakes on Arch Manning just a little bit because he hasn't played all that much. He did get some run last year. He did get to play in some games, and he looked good. So the potential's there. But until you've faced going into Athens, Georgia, or going into Tuscaloosa, or, you know, any number of SEC away games, you just haven't done it yet. So, I'm going to hold out judgment on Arch Manning just a little bit, but certainly the potential there. And Texas is a very, very, very good team, deep team.
So a team that was there last year, they are ranked in the top 25. I'm just curious if you think they're going to continue their magic. And I'm talking about the Indiana Hoosiers. Where are you on the Hoosiers?
Where am I on the Hoosiers? Well, look, they have an adult in the room. They finally found a coach that can lead that program. But still, it's, you know, last year they were 9-0, 10-0, right? And then they had to finally play somebody, and they got it handed to them a little bit. So I still think, I don't think Indiana makes the playoff. Like, I don't see that happening. They lost some kids, some transfer portal, graduation, that kind of thing. But they're not going to be a knockover. It's not like when you and I were kids and you'd see Indiana, you're a Big Ten guy, you'd see Indiana on the schedule, you'd be like, oh, where it's almost like having a bye week kind of thing. I don't think Indiana's that anymore with this coach, but they've had to replace some talent, and let's just see how that rolls out. The one Big Ten team that I would say that may take some people by surprise is Illinois, and I know they're in the top 25. I think they're ranked like 13, 14, 15, or you know something like that, depending on the poll that you're looking at. But look out for Illinois this year in the Big Ten a little bit.
What about another team that was there last year and they had that Ashton Jeanty kid, and I'm talking about the Boise State team. They're hanging on to number 25 in the top 25. So any magic or lightning in a bottle with Boise State this year?
I don't think they get back to the playoffs. I don't know. I don't see that happening. They'll probably maybe win their conference, but they did lose. They did lose Jeanty, and he's kind of a generational player for that school. So that's gonna be a really tough thing for them to replace. But you know, the future Pac-12 team in Boise State is still, they're still gonna be tough. Like like I said with Indiana, they're not gonna be a pushover. You know, or people look at them as kind of they've never really looked at Boise State as like a bye week kind of thing, but they may not be as successful as they were last year. Anytime you lose a guy like Ashton Jeanty, you know, you may regress a little bit, but look, we all know at Boise State, the culture that they've built, and they get kids that weren't recruited by the big schools that play with a chip on their shoulder and come with attitude, and they're not going to be intimidated by anybody by any stretch. But I just don't know if they make it to the playoff or not.
What about a team like Michigan, who you know can be formidable throughout the years, but they've always got to beat Ohio State, and if they can't do that, it's kind of a not such a great season. I hear the music, so instead of having you jump in here, I'll just take us to break, and then we'll get back into our discussion on the other side. But yeah, Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, Notre Dame, that's your top five. Clemson, be interesting to see if they can bounce back a little bit, actually. I'll talk to you a little bit about Clemson on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A little Mike Wilson, a little Andy Dorf, maybe a little bit of you. 1-800-878-7529. Can get at us on the X thing, too. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so speaking of real, Clemson had kind of a down year, but looks like they're right back up in the polls this season, Mike. They're ranked number 6 preseason. How do they rebound?
How do they rebound? Well, they've rebounded by, you know, Dabo Swinney, their head coach, is not a big portal guy. He doesn't really go into the portal all that much, and what they've done is recruited like crazy and develop players, and what they got this year is a team that has a lot of returners. Like they got a lot of guys that are considered the top players at their position in the country. He probably has a few guys on the watch list. His linebacking group is very good. He has great offensive weapons there. So it's one of those things, Andy, with Clemson. For me, it's a wait and see because they haven't done a whole lot like recently, but they have the talent. They've developed that talent, and now it's a matter of them putting the pieces all together and getting back to what we all thought Clemson football was, when they were competing with Deshaun Watson and winning national championships and those kind of things. So for me, Clemson is more of a wait and see, just because of, success that really hasn't been there. So I just, like I said, I just want to pump the brakes on them, even though, like I said, the talent's out the door. So that's part of the reason why they're ranked so high right now. But let's see what that talent can do when the bullets are flying for real.
Another team that was a little bit down last year, Alabama. What are your expectations for Alabama this year, ranked preseason top 8?
Right, they're like you said, they're number 8. Kalen DeBoer, he's dealing with pressure that most people don't have to deal with. Like he's the guy that followed the legend, right? He's the guy that came in after Nick Saban. So typically, in my house or in your train of thought, you don't want to be the guy that follows the guy. You want to be the guy that follows the guy that follows the guy. And because you know what I'm saying, because a lot of times it just doesn't work out. I mean, look, it's tough replacing the college football GOAT, and Nick Saban. I mean, that's and the success that he brought to that city, that state, that school. But Kalen DeBoer is a winner. He just is. He's won everywhere he's gone, and he's won on a pretty big level. And I will say this much. If they don't get into the playoff, his seat's going to get fairly hot. Because Alabama fans do not take not making the playoff very well, to say the least. So we will see how Alabama does. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that think Alabama can be return to greatness, and I'm like, return to greatness? They're ranked number 8. Like, you know, there's the difference between number 8 and like number 2 in the country, 3 in the country. It is like you're splitting hairs almost a little bit. So I expect Alabama to be better, but if they aren't, my guy Kalen DeBoer is going to be, he's going to be in some trouble, because they don't, like I said, Alabama fans don't deal with losing very well. And the administration does not deal with losing all that well. So we'll see what happens, but I actually am kind of rooting for Bama this year to make some noise and to get Kalen DeBoer back to where, you know, everybody thought he would be, and that's being a great coach, which in my book he already is.
Look, don't feel bad for guys. At the end of the day, bro, they know the spot they're in, and they understand the magnitude of what they're doing, and the results that give you more success, and the results that they get you fired, man. It is what it is to a certain degree. Okay, so speaking of that, another team that was a little bit down last year, but preseason ranked in the top 10 again, that's LSU. I've heard good things about LSU this year. So what are you hearing about LSU? Yeah.
Well, look, they're going to go as far as that quarterback, Nussmeier, takes them. And he's that important to them. I mean, it's not like they have a lack of talent at skill positions or anywhere, but you need a quarterback that's going to do the trick. And Nussmeier has been around the LSU program for a long time. His dad was the former offensive coordinator, Doug Nussmeier, at LSU for a few years when he was growing up. So, you know, there was no doubt in terms of where Nussmeier, his kid, was going to go to school. And funny side story with that, I played ball with his dad in high school during the summer. He was a 4 or 5-star athlete, but we played on the same basketball team in summer leagues and stuff. And he's a great guy. He's a great coach, and he's done very well for himself. But his kid is certainly, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when we talk about the Nussmeiers.
One more for you. A school that they just got rid of a pretty good quarterback in Cam Ward. However, they were able to get Carson Beck, right? And I think that Miami's probably in relatively good hands. So what are your expectations for Carson Beck and the Miami Hurricanes?
Let me ask you this, Andy. I don't know what Carson Beck really is. Like, I know people love him and the way maybe he plays, but for whatever reason, I just sit there and go, eh. You know, like, I'm not sitting there just flabbergasted by the talent that he has at all. I think he'll be a late round pick in the NFL draft. But look, it's the U. And it's the ACC. So, you know, Miami really has to worry about maybe, you know, Clemson, maybe North Carolina. You know, I mean, they have the GOAT in the NFL, the former New England coach in Belichick. But I think if Miami can get off to a good start and just keep doing what they've been doing the last several years, under their coach and the culture building there. I always tend to root for the U a little bit, cause I always liked their teams back in the 80s and 90s and all of the shenanigans that they would get into. But, I'll say this much. They know how to develop quarterbacks. I mean, they developed one. They kept developing one in Cam Ward. They got him the number one pick. So we'll see with all this. And look, you know, and I know that all these preseason rankings are based off of a lot of what they did last year. Yeah. That's just the way that stuff works. So yeah. This is a new year. New things can happen. We injuries are the great equalizer with everything. So when you take a look at the top 25, I'm not too mad about who they put in the top 25 at all.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no. And
go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, just to put a cap on this Miami thing here. So if people don't know Carson Beck played for Georgia, and obviously last season had a relatively good year, my friend. I mean, 3,400 plus yards. He had the 28 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. At the end of the day, you are getting a quarterback that with some good knowledge, and it's somewhat of like a homecoming. I believe he's from Jacksonville, if I'm not mistaken. So going to Miami to finish out, you know, kind of like I kind of get it is what I'm trying to say. And you know, it feels like this kid's been around forever, which he kind of has, but now he can kind of go out and to your point, I think we're going to learn a lot about who he is. This might be his opportunity to really showcase his talents at Miami, whereas at Georgia, when you have a running game like they have, you know, you have the wide receivers, like a little bit of that shine gets taken off of you a little bit when you're playing there versus playing somewhere else. So I don't know. I'm honestly, bro, I'm really intrigued to see what happens with this year's college playoff and all that, and that'll lead me to my last question for you about it, and I don't know if we have enough time, but maybe think about it during the break. Do you think the way that they have this college playoff set up is the best way to do it moving forward after what we saw last year? So think about that, and we'll dive into that on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163.
800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. I lost my train of thought. I know I said something to you right before we went to break. Do you remember where my head was at? Because I don't.
You're not on top of it. Are you getting old on me? What's going on? No, you were simply talking about the playoff situation and
yes,
you know,
yes.
how do you think it looks moving forward, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Right. Look, earlier, and we didn't get to touch on this. We're talking about specific teams, but you had mentioned Michigan. Michigan's new five-star quarterback, Bryce Underwood. Just watch him play. This kid has Heisman Trophy winner written all over him. I like the way he can just spin it. Like, there's guys where you just sit there and you watch tape or you see him play. This Bryce Underwood, the freshman quarterback with Michigan, he's like 6'4", 6'5". He's probably about 220, 225. The kid can spin it, and he's going to be good. Like, I'll just call it right now. Like, I've just watched game film on him. I've actually watched, you know, other types of film on him, and I'm impressed with him. So just watch Bryce Underwood for Michigan moving forward. Getting to the playoff question, look, they're going to redo this. And, you know, last year people were like, how come these certain teams are they get to host a playoff game and these other guys don't, but they're in a bigger conference or, you know, all those type of things. They're gonna change this up, and it's Andy, you know this as well as I do. The Big Ten and the SEC are really the two biggest conferences that we have in college football, and they're, as much as people don't like this, they're gonna dictate the terms in terms of how many teams get automatic qualifying bids, how many bids does a conference get outside of being ranked. I think they're gonna move this to like 14 or 16 teams as well, but the SEC and the Big Ten, I'm not kidding, like they're gonna dictate this. And as much as that kind of bothers me, you know, conferences like the ACC and the Big 12, they're not going to get as many bids because those two are the two big power conferences. They have all the money. They have all the influence. and they're going to get what they want. And it's up to the Big 12 and the ACC commissioners and the powers that be in those two conferences to make sure that they don't really get shortchanged at all. There are a couple different models out there that they've talked about going to, where the Big 12, or not the Big 12, but the Big 10 and the SEC get like four or five bids, and the ACC and the Big 12 are left with like two. So the inequity is already going to kind of be baked in with these different models that they want to do. Nothing's been officially decided yet, but that's the way we're headed. If you're a Big Ten fan or an SEC fan, you got nothing to worry about. You're going to be represented just fine. But if you're a fan of a team in the Big 12 or the ACC, you're going to get shortchanged. It's just the way it is. And if the Big 12 and ACC don't realize this, which I know they do, they have two very competent commissioners, then the Big Ten and the SEC, for all intents and purposes, will take their money, they'll take their conferences, and they'll go do their own thing. And the rest of the football world, college football world, will be left with the scraps. And it wouldn't surprise me in the least, Andy, if we had a college playoff system for the Big Ten and the SEC, and then we had it for everybody else, the ACC, the Big 12, the WAC, whatever the Pac-12 is going to be, that, you know, that kind of thing. So there are a lot of things that are really kind of, they're still being discussed, but at the end of the day, the SEC and the Big Ten are going to be the ones that are going to be running college football, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, a little bias there, obviously, because they have, you know, the Big Ten is now the Big 25, and the SEC has, you know, all those schools right. too. So at the end of the day, yeah, they've got a monopoly on things. Speaking of that, let's jump back to the NFL for the last little while here. Sure. in our program. Question for you: what team out of all these teams do you feel has the most to prove this season?
Wow. Has the most to prove. That's a good question.
I got a few in my mind.
You kind of caught me off guard. You got a couple in mind. Tell me what yours are while I think about this.
Yeah, I got a couple in mind. Okay, so first and foremost, I'm going to go with Denver, because Denver is on everybody's radar for being a team that potentially could come out of the AFC. So I think Denver has a lot to show us, and it's kind of interesting because they have a young quarterback, well, not so young really, but he is young as far as the NFL goes, in Bo Nix, right? But the way that he came on the scene, I think, was incredible. And I think that because of what they were able to accomplish in his first season, I think the expectations are out of the frickin' building this year. So I think that Denver has a lot to prove, okay? I'm going to go with Kansas City. I'm staying in the same division. I think Kansas City has a lot to prove, in the sense of, like, are they getting old? Is this over? Is the Patrick Mahomes dynasty coming to an end kind of thing? I think they have a lot to prove. I'm going to stay in this division even again. I'm going to go with the Chargers, man. Like, you know, they bring in Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. This guy does a lot of good things really quickly with teams. He's able to turn them around. And now everybody's talking about this Justin Herbert kid. Like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And he's a top 10 quarterback, but yet he hasn't won a playoff game. Like, there's a lot to prove right there, okay? Do you want me to keep going, or are you ready to jump in?
I think I got a couple of teams.
All right, go ahead.
You would probably agree with.
Yeah,
look, the first team that I would say would be the Buffalo Bills. Like, okay, so you got Josh Allen, you got talent, you got a great coach, the whole thing. You got a phenomenal fan base. But enough of the talk. Get it done. Get to the Super Bowl. Like, people talk about this, like, you know, they've won the Super Bowl already, and they've never won the Super Bowl. They haven't got close to it yet. So it's one of those things where I just want to see if Josh Allen can truly put this team on his back and get them to the biggest game of the year. So I would say Buffalo, and I say, you know what, the other one, I'm going to stay in the AFC again, is Baltimore.
Sure.
For the same reasons that I mentioned Buffalo. Okay, Lamar, we all agree you're great. You're an MVP, all that kind of stuff. But can you put it together? Can that Harbaugh magic happen again, you know, in winning another Super Bowl with a guy like Lamar? And the talk is always there, but they just seem to come up short. They don't get it done in the playoffs. And, you know, the time for talk for both those teams is over. You gotta graduate a little bit. You gotta graduate to that next level. Let's see if they can do it.
I'm right there with you. Good call on both those. I'm going to give you another one in that same division with the AFC North. And look, I'm going to go with two. I'm going to go with the Bengals, too, because, you know, what has Joey Big Game Burrow not been able to do? So I think it's time for them. They got those two wide receivers. They got them happy and all that. Like, they've got to make it happen. I'm going to go with the Steelers, too, bro. Like, you know what? If there's one thing I'm going to say about Aaron Rodgers, okay? He's always been a little bit disappointed with the defense, like, for his team, for the most part. He doesn't have that excuse with the Pittsburgh Steelers, bro. We know how good that defense is. It's really going to boil down to how good Aaron Rodgers is. Like, let's keep it real. So there's a lot of teams. Jacksonville, I think this is another case where Trevor Lawrence has to put up here, man. Put up or shut up, because at the end of the day, you were a number one draft pick, man. And like, what's going on there? So I think there's a lot to prove there with them. Go ahead, give me another one. Sure.
Detroit.
Yep, you were reading my mind. Yep.
They lost both of their coordinators, and we're gonna see, you know, that was that magic with Goff due to his offensive coordinator who's young and he's innovative and he likes to do the trick plays kind of stuff and all that kind of thing, and he was a great offensive coordinator, but now he's in your same division. That's going to make it really interesting. But, you know, and then Aaron Glenn goes and becomes the head coach, the defensive coordinator for the Jets, where he played ball. What does Dan Campbell have in his bag of tricks that's going to keep that success going in Detroit? Because I think everybody at the end of the day, if Detroit was to make the Super Bowl, everybody would be rooting for Detroit, because they've never smelled that kind of success at all, at least during my lifetime. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I also think, you know, to a certain degree, although they're the youngest team in football, but there's so much potential, and I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers. I think this is a big bounce back year for Jordan Love. I think that, truth be told, he's got to take charge. He's got to be the man, and they got to understand that they're going to go as far as Jordan Love can take them. I don't think the Eagles have much to prove. I think, though, that they want to come back strong, and I think that they want to get back to the Super Bowl. And I think that for them, it's about proving that it wasn't an aberration. They're a good football team, and they're going to beat you in many, many different ways. I hear that music. We got to take our final pause for the cause. We'll come back and do what we do, which is called parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Thanks for listening to us first and foremost. But before we get into our parting shots, real quickly, got to thank John Poulter, our guest, for joining us, and Robert on the other side for making it all possible for us to broadcast to you today. And obviously, you can get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us, obviously, at 1-800-878-7529. But you can always get at us anytime on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Speaking of real, it's real parting shot time. You are up.
Well, look, my parting shot just goes out to every college football fan, every NFL fan. The season is here, for lack of a better term, for it. So just, hey, Saturdays and Sundays now, college game day, get your nachos, NFL Live, you know, all those kind of shows, just getting us ready for the game, and our radio show getting you ready for the game, because we go right up until kickoff. So I'm looking forward to it, grilling some burgers, sun comes down, I got the NFL ticket, we're all going to be good to go. Let's get this thing kicked off, man. Let's go.
I love it, man. You're ready to rock and roll, huh? You're ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, look, man, I got a couple few parting shots today. First one is going to my Milwaukee Brewers. Like, just keep playing this unbelievable style of baseball. winning, finding ways to win, just amazing. And then obviously, preseason week one football, it's here, baby. It's right around the corner. This is our freaking bread and butter time of the year, baby. How excited are you? I'm super duper excited. So, yeah, football's back and my brew crew are making me live the dream. I can't think of anything better. So, for Mike Wilson, everybody else, peace. I'm the Dorfman, Sam. We'll catch you next time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do it again sometime.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.